Hello, everybody out there in Humboldt. This is Stephanie McGeary of the Lost Coast Outpost.
And this is Andrew Goff from the Lost Coast Outpost, coming to you from continuing weird times here in the county, in the country, in the world. Stephanie, how are you holding up?
I've been doing pretty well. You know, I'd say I'm starting to get a little bit of that shelter-in-place fever, you know.
I miss restaurants. I miss barbecues. Human beings. So today, we've been doing this little experiment where we, you know, because we miss people, we've just been trying to get a hold of people that we used to talk to and just have little check-ins and see what they're up to, ways they're using their energy. And today we are going to see if we can get Eureka City Council member Leslie Castellano on the line.
So let's
Leslie.
See. Leslie!
Yay!
Hi!
Leslie Castellano, Eureka City Council member, is Zooming with us.
How are you?
Well, let's see. As the director of Synapsis, I've been staying busy because we kind of move locations over the last 3 weeks. So I've moved, thousands of pounds of furniture to our new Union Street location, which is still in progress. We're not going to be open for a little while, but, you know, we were already planning to move out of Old Town, so it became due to, you know, really the needs of responding to the circumstances. It became clear that it would be smart to move earlier than later. In addition to that, there's been, you know, numerous online meetings. Specifically, there's a lot going on at the regional and state level and, you know, looking at the economy and where things are with that. And so I've been doing my best, you know, from a city council perspective to really stay as much abreast of the current economic situation and, you know, what are the opportunities for us regionally and in Eureka.
In case people don't know what Synapsis is, like, tell us about the work you've done and, you know, this transition time that you're in right now, moving out of the Old Town space and into this new Union Street facility.
Sure. Yeah. Well, so Synapsis is a performance and art space that's been around for 15 years. We have an emphasis on aerial dance, aerial acrobatics, as well as contemporary performance. You know, I mean, one of the things is most of our programming and most of our emphasis really is on what is the magic of groups of people coming together, you know, and what is the exchange that happens with live performance. And so really we've been very limited there. And in fact, you know, pretty much all of our programming, whether it be classes, live performances, rehearsals, has had to completely stop due to the shelter in place and social distancing requirements. My hope is that people will be very hungry eventually to come together. I mean, it's been amazing to see the kind of the performances and artistic offerings that have happened via internet and Facebook and things like that. But to me, it's not the same. It's another, you know, it's another medium for sure. And it's valuable. But I think that there will be a readiness, you know, when the time is right. And so we're definitely going to be ready for that.
Yesterday, we saw you on Facebook. You were out there trying to rally the community for a very specific cause. And would you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, one of the things I started doing, I was volunteering every week at St. Vincent de Paul, just one day a week. You know, one, we have the Uplift program is down there, as well as our CSET team, you know, really helping to make sure that people are getting fed, are getting services, and are practicing health protocol at the same time, which is, you know, tricky if someone doesn't have access to a house or, you know, and to the everyday comforts that many of us have. And a lot of people on the street were asking about, how do I get a mask? What if I don't get a mask? And Uplift is providing some masks already, but there's a concern that because people can't launder their masks, they may lose their stuff, you know, regularly, that people on the street will need possibly a new mask every day.
And so just to be clear, you are asking the community for 15-inch by 15-inch squares of fabric, and how can they get those to you?
Well, I am willing to pick them up at, you know, locations. I think they could also bring them to, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say they could bring them to St. Vincent de Paul, and if they're, you know, clean and washed and ready to go, and deliver them to a member of the Uplift team there. But I'm also happy to pick them up so that I can make sure that we get them to, you know, to the folks who need them on the street.
You know, you were talking a little bit about, I mean, it sounds like you're keeping pretty busy. You were saying that you were talking about, you know, some of the creativity you've seen on the online platforms, and I was just wondering if, you know, how you've been getting your creative outlet these days.
You know, I mean, a lot of my creativity has been in the helpful direction, which, you know, I also worked with the Ink People to create a fund for artists that was really successful and just really amazing to see the number of artists who responded to that fund. Personally, I've been doing some dancing, you know, on my own, and which is very nice. And we actually just got our first aerial rigging point.
I want a whole like aerial performance about flattening the curve, you know, just like something or like flipping the curve, or I don't know. I just want to ask you, like, what have you been eating? Have you changed up your game at all in that regard? Are you going to restaurants? Are you getting takeout?
I've had more time to cook, which often prior to this, there would be many days where I was away from 9 a.m. to 9 at night. So there's been more time to cook. So I've been making more soups and things like that. Sometimes I make like a muffin of the week. So this week I made two different kinds of muffins of the week, which was pretty exciting. I have to say, usually I make a banana nut cranberry muffin.
Okay.
So this week I also made banana dried fig that I had like reconstituted a little bit. So banana fig cardamom chocolate muffin.
Which is
really good.
COVID-19 has turned you into a mad muffin scientist.
Yes.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know, I don't even know what, I kind of try to just look at like, what are the things that, like, I had a bag of dried figs in the back of the pantry. It probably had been there.
It's pretty fun to discover what's been hiding in your cupboards that you completely forgot about. Yeah. I have sort of, now I want to throw you a couple of Eureka City Council questions real quickly. So obviously the fun thing about moving to the Zoom platform is that now you're like everybody's meeting, you know, face to face, but in their own homes. So who has the coolest background of all of the city council members?
Well, let's see. The city attorney, Bob Black, has a very nice view from his home. Not a council member, but
right. Okay. That's fair. That's okay. Yeah. I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Council member Bergel has an amazing painting that she's been using as her backdrop. Council member Arroyo has a very nice yellow room. Let's see. It seems like council members Messner and Allison both kind of are in like various rooms in their house. Councilman Allison, if you watched, had the Brady Bunch as his kind of
back. I did see that, yeah.
But so then I have to ask, of course, who do you think during the Zoom meetings is the most likely to be not wearing pants?
I don't want to answer that.
She punched.
Sorry to throw you the embarrassing curveball.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right, we'll wrap this up this way. As broadly, with shelter in place and everything, what do you miss the most?
Yeah, I mean, I miss talking to people in person. You know, I really do. You know, the combination of like hearing people's ideas and thoughts, but also that space where we're sensing one another, that is for sure more challenged with, you know, a more mediated form of being together. So I just miss that a lot.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Leslie. It's been a real treat. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
And just to get to chat, we really appreciate it. Thank you. And last chance to weigh in on the pants question.
I would guess Council Member Allison.
Okay.
We knew it.
But, you know, maybe I'm throwing the gauntlet there. You know, just based solely on the Brady Bunch background, you know.
Yeah. I think that, he's clearly playing it loose.
Exactly. I'll let you ask.
All right.
We will ask Austin about pants.
Thanks so much again, Leslie.
Thank you, Leslie.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
All right. We want to thank Councilmember Leslie Castellano for agreeing to Zoom with us. That's always a leap of faith. We hope everyone here in Humboldt is doing well. Stay safe. Shelter in place.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Humboldt.